Hello, ladies and gentlemen, fans of the show. Welcome back inside. This is episode 2 of After Hour Sports, I guess 2023 edition. I don't know. I think it's like season 5, but I don't know. Like, if it were, I don't really know.
But we're just hoping it's not like the Netflix season of Arrested Development.
Yeah, well,
Deuce Trey.
I guess new ownership. I don't know. Like, same platform.
Other new
really.
Management.
No, same management, unfortunately, for everybody else. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me, along this journey, is Eric Garcia and Social Mike. Gentlemen, welcome back to the dungeon.
What up?
Or my apartment.
Look at us.
You know?
Back to back.
Look at us, man.
On schedule.
Trying to consistently record on schedule when we say we were going to. It's.
What's that meme of the Foof Man? Or what's his face? Yes, what's his face? The actor, Paul Rudd. The meme where they look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
And so
back to back.
I didn't get to crack. I didn't crack this open earlier, but I will now.
Do this.
So, we have a few things to discuss. Mainly some NFL action. A lot of NFL action. Let me pull it up. So, obviously, we want to talk about the Rodgers injury because that is first thing and foremost. As soon as I. You know, released the episode yesterday. Rodgers is already like, you know, holding his ankle. Jets fans are in complete misery. Yeah. Like, so I do want to talk about that. And so that will come. But first, Spectrum and Disney, right before Rodgers' Achilles ruptured on TV, on Disney, Spectrum and Disney agreed to a deal. They were holding out for how long, Eric? Do you remember? Like, what was the holdout for a couple of weeks?
It was a couple of weeks.
So, and of course, right before football season, and for me, right before basketball season too, like this threat was happening. And I just wanted to take this time before the podcast starts. This isn't really even about sports. This is about saying fuck you to Spectrum and fuck you to Disney.
Yeah.
And fuck you both. You have no idea what a consumer is. You don't give a shit about us, clearly, at all, because this bullshit. It fucking pisses me off, and I'm not alone in this. I've hated Spectrum for such a long time. Anytime I sign up with this fucking piece of shit, and we're using Spectrum Internet right now because I have no fucking choice because I live in the goddamn valley, and this is it.
The oldest areas.
For real,
terrain,
I have no fucking choice. So, like,
fucking settlers.
Right now, I want everybody who's listening to this, and hopefully our episode, our listen count goes way up because, like, if you can hate on Spectrum, listen right now to this fucking rant because fuck you. I cannot believe that you don't give a shit about anybody. All I want to do is watch NFL Red Zone and this fucking Lakers and Dodgers channels. And I have to subscribe to this, your internet, your mobile, like, fuck. And also Disney, fuck you, man. You keep raising your goddamn prices. Your movies are fucking shit. And you're arguing about getting all these channels. Like, fuck. It's so fucked. I remember when cable was so simple, and this is the most complicated bullshit ever, bro. It's fucking ridiculous.
They're going to always control you and tell you what the fuck to watch, because that's exactly what happened to cable. Cable wasn't bad. It was bad that it was specific packages, and every time you wanted just that one other channel, it just so happened to be on a whole other package.
That's what Disney was trying to do.
But we all knew that was coming. I mean, come on. From the very beginning, we knew. The fact that there was one streaming service,
they fired half
we were
the staff.
Wow. When there was one streaming service, we were so wild. We're like, these people are going to own the whole world until we realized, no shit, there's going to
be
two,
gonna
be three, four,
it's gonna be
five.
Zuckerberg. It's
and
Zuckerberg.
Then it's back to which service do you want to get. But look, back to what you're
and
saying.
And now they're back to bundles, bro.
Back to what you're saying, though, about these companies. Exactly. These companies.
Disney, Hulu.
Bundle packs.
Because they know that they're charging too much money. The only way you want a bundle, no company wants to mix another company with their shit. Unless they fucking have to.
Unless it makes sense.
You know, and it's like, well, to sell you, we're both trying to sell you something that's way too overpriced. But if we both sell it to you at the same time, maybe it's more fucking feasible.
Yeah.
But look, I'll tell you this. These are two public-ass companies. These are companies that have to reveal their income, all their information. So let's keep it 100%. We know the timing isn't by accident. This is where they had, first of all, us that are on the sidelines just sitting there. They had us by the balls. There's nothing we can do. But the what makes it super offensive is we only know about this for the reason I just mentioned. These are public companies. We know all this shit going on. But we knew they were perfectly fine with going through the craziest battle because they knew, fuck our opinion. We have to fuck with both of them. They knew our shit doesn't matter.
At all.
They need to figure themselves out. Because they're like, these assholes are just waiting up for us to figure it out because we're going to charge them whatever the fuck we want, and these idiots are going to pay us full. They know they got us by the cock.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's
I think their negotiating meetings are 45% laughing and then 5 minutes of negotiating.
Yeah,
and they leave.
Then they go at each other hard. Yeah, you're right. They laugh, they dick around, they fuck around. You're right. And the last 15, they're like, all right, let's get to the fucking shit.
Okay. Should we negotiate terms? Like, no, can we make fun of consumers for 5 more minutes?
Like, they know we're fucked.
It's like the gas company meetings too. It's like, hey, how much should we raise it? 50 cents or 100 or a dollar? Like, I'm still raising a dollar. Fuck it. Like, why not?
But what about those guys? Fuck those guys.
Fuck them too.
The customer, the people that are, whatever, they don't matter in these negotiations. Just like you said, Disney charges everybody a lot more, right? They raise up the price. Why are we shocked that they try to do the same thing to Spectrum? I mean, that's just the game for these people. Oh, you know. Like the shit that we never. This is how they. This is why we are so offended by this thing. Is they look at it like this. You know there's no end to these fuckers' greed because they look at it like this. Oh, guess what? We wanna fucking convince you to do something stupid as fuck. Something ridiculous. Yeah, you're right. We even agree. It's wild. It's streaming. It's like all the shit we've already given you, but we want to give it to you for this specific amount of a membership. And they do that. But the problem is why we're so fucking mad is once they do that and they see the success, like, look, we convinced all these idiots to do it. They never say, look, that was good. That worked. Oh. They just say, up the fucking price on these dumb fucks because now they like it.
I know.
What you know what I mean? Like,
I'll put a poll in the episode asking, do you fuck Spectrum? And maybe if you have access to it. You have access to Twitter, right?
Huh? Yeah, I do.
You do?
Well, I think so. That's what I had asked last time.
Oh, yeah. We should put a poll on X or whatever, how many followers we have now.
I never updated it.
You haven't updated it? I don't even know if they'll let you use it. A lot of these apps
I can still get on my
Twitter. Okay, yeah. Okay. Elon's chill then. Elon's chill with you.
All right. Hold on.
But don't you think that everybody else, I'm just guessing because we're fucked. We all happen to be fucked with Spectrum. But I don't think anybody likes their cable company. I'm assuming they all get their version of getting fucked like
that's
this
true.
At a certain time, dog.
At least we don't have AT&T.
So somebody always sucks more, right? Like that's the problem with these fucking companies.
How can we just eliminated like 25-30% of platforms? But we rocking. Fuck y'all.
But Spectrum for real. For what are we talking about here?
But fuck it.
I mean, I work for Disney, I'm just trying to say, hey, chill out.
I got homies that work for
Disney. I mean, if I work there, I'll get the employee discount, then I don't give a fuck.
I got homies that work for Disney and just got fired. So,
But they'll probably give you the service for free, so it's like charge another service. I don't give a fuck. If I'm getting them for free, add all the streaming.
So, moving on to Monday Night Football and the news that kind of took over the internet and was so, I don't know, unequivocally Jets. It's so fucking Jets. But Rodgers ruptures his Achilles. He's done for the year. Debates about his career. And now it's what? The Zach Wilson show. So, you know, we were talking before the show.
Sala is back.
Yeah. And so a couple things about this game is that, you know, quickly just kind of move ahead is where you both picked the Bills.
Yeah.
I picked the Jets for different reasons. Crazy game. A crazy ending, really. Kind of a lackluster first couple of quarters with the Rodgers injury really sucking the wind out of the sails. But I will say, what do you think this... I'm going to do the talking head question here, right? Like, what does this mean more? Is it, shit, great win for the Jets, but fuck? Or is it a... And is that overshadowing the Bills fucking up here? Big time.
Combination of both, to me.
Right?
Yeah, because the Jets, that is a solid dub. Great dub, because we said it. If they beat the Bills is a solid team, right? The Bills is a top five team in the AFC. So, getting this dub is big, and especially losing Aaron Rodgers and getting this dub makes this win even, you know, makes it bigger than it's bigger for the Jets, right? Bigger for the Jets. So they get to keep pace with the Dolphins, who are 1-0 as well. And that division is up for grabs. Bills and the Pats both down a game. So we'll see if they can bounce back.
What do you think, Ian?
I think both of these teams, I know it's more on the Jets because that's your teammate. but they both got their the wind blown out. Like, that was just, it sucked. Everybody was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So the Bills also were off. The problem is, I think the Bills are a better team. So it's like, it, that's where I'm harsh on them. But just like we mentioned with the Chiefs when we were covering last week, I definitely trust in the Bills to overcome. And one thing is, like, it's like when you get an injury, when you get fucked. The same thing happened with this to the whole team. The adrenaline kept them going enough to win this ball game. And it was a huge win because it did mean a lot as far as what it represents. You didn't quit. You kept fighting until the end. But at the end of the day, guys, if we look at this team, this is a team who's now being led by Zach Wilson, and that's not going to win you a lot of ball games. That's not
good. We said that – my bad. Just to jump in, but we said that last podcast, right? Aaron Rodgers was supposed to dictate a lot of what was going to happen with this team.
He's the only reason why we believed in this team.
Yeah.
No part in this process Zach Wilson came in. You know what I mean? Like, and which is unfair for him, but it is what it is. So if I look at the situation, again, I look at it like the Bills are going to be all right, and Zach Wilson's going to have to play Micah Parsons this week. So that's how I'm saying. Like, the Jets were, again, it was so awesome. They were able to go ahead and do that. But I don't believe in the Jets. I don't believe in the Jets with Zach Wilson. It was cool. That's why I give him props for that win. That was good for what it was, but it doesn't mean shit for the rest of the season.
What if Micah Parsons ruptures his Achilles next week?
That would be cool. If that would be a cool story if we believe in the next guy coming up. Obviously, since everything's fair and everything's up in the air, no shit, there's a chance that this kid could shut the whole world up. But do I believe that's going to happen? Fuck no.
He's proven, or so far.
I think he's proven, doesn't help.
So far shown otherwise.
So to me, that's the reason why what Brandon said, this blew up, whatever, this was crazy news for, because it's huge for the whole, this is ricocheted through the whole NFL.
Yeah.
Because even if the Jets aren't your team, which is not our team, they're not even in the same conference. The whole thing about it is, if you have anybody worth a damn on your roster, you're at least wondering, could the Jets maybe want this guy? You know what I mean? So that's why it's news for everybody. Like, what does this mean? Are they really going to sit there and chill with Zach Wilson? Or are they going to do what we all assume? They're going to get anybody but the fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody in there, just let me get these guys in and let me find out. Well, look, for like people, I'm not the first guy to bring this point. You hit up Brady. You hit up fucking even Philip. You're like, what's up? You're done having kids. You ready for another ride?
Yeah, even RG3 was like, yo, even hit me
he
up.
He threw his name in there like, some of us are ready. You could hit up. Ryan? There's a lot of people you can hit up. So
you called it, what's his name? Winston.
Yeah, Jameis. I'll take Jameis. I mean, I just won't take Zach. That's my whole thing.
Yeah.
And again, I just told you guys also earlier before we started recording, it sucks because of how much the pendulum has swung, because this kid didn't even, like, he wasn't prepared to start the season. You know what I mean? They just had signed fucking Aaron Rodgers. So he's like, well, my job here is done. So I'm going to chill, learn some shit, and chill the fuck out. Now, guess what? Monday Night Football, you're up. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, that's why I kind of want the kid to succeed. But that doesn't mean I believe it's going to happen.
But we talked about this, right? There's moments where, like, a door is opened for you in your career. And sometimes, you know, like, in like business, sometimes that door open happens when you're 30, 35, 40, right? Like, that's normal trajectory. Like, in the NFL, the career is much shorter. This is the time, right? You've been in the league now 2 years. You were drafted very high overall. You had a great run in college.
Second overall.
Like, this is the fucking time, Mr. Bandana, to fucking show off and make some fucking plays. Like, I already talked about it earlier. Like, that touchdown pass that Garrett Wilson caught, that was like interceptions. Like, he should have, he was playing defense on offense and tapped that ball to himself. Like, Zach's got to get better. He just needs to do what Brock Purdy is able to do. And maybe that is actually more of a skill than people are selling it for, right? Like, don't fuck up. Don't turn it over. Throw it to your skill players and throw it to the team wearing the same jersey as you.
But if you want to take the positive from that, at least he knew, throw it to Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's so
unlike his rookie season where he really
fucking
struggled.
Throw it to the right guy and hope he bails your ass out like he did on that fucking play. So,
yeah.
But look, dude, I think this is hard. It's hard for us to fully answer this question because I guess I'm just going to go speak for myself. This is not what I think they're going to, this is not the quarterback is going to finish the season for the Jets. So looking at it now, the Jets, to me, have no hope. They're done.
They're out of there.
It ended with Aaron, but who knows? They might be able to get a veteran in there. Look, I told you I brought up Jameis. It's not that I think Jameis is the greatest guy in the world, but I do think there's talent on this Jets team.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think
Their defense is legit. And you said it with Salah.
Yeah,
with Salah there, that's a
26, a top 24, well. Top. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even asking, but like a starter. You know what I mean? An NFL starter, because I don't think that's Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson is like, if I'm ranking, he's like 34, 36. Like, he's definitely not starter. So okay, we're starting under 32 for sure for him. Like that, no, he's not 32 and up. He's under 32. There's a couple, again, Jameis I brought up. That's a guy that's not starting. So we'll take over him. There's a couple of guys sitting at home, retired, taking care of their children, who I'd rather take over than man. You know what I mean? So I just, that's how.
Kaepernick?
I'll take a lot of guys. There's guys leading
Kaepernick
a fucking.
Name in the mix, yeah.
Leading organizations. And then, but here I am, like, I'm ready to take over because the one thing, like I said, I know it's fucked up to the kid, but I don't believe it's Zach. So if this
I don't think the Jets do either.
Luckily, if you want to look at a couple of positives, it's week one.
Yeah.
You still have a chance to do something before the season's fucking up. And, even better, Mike. Yeah, you're right. And you left with a fucking dub. Because you're not getting one week two.
Well, you're playing
beating Mike Parsons in the Cowboys week two.
Yeah, and you're playing with house money now. Any good Zach Wilson game is house money.
And the offensive line was already in question, right? Because of how Aaron Rodgers was basically getting pressured every play he was on the field.
Yeah.
Until he got hurt. But
now
you're expecting them to protect Zach Wilson from, like you said, Mike Parsons.
And not to extend this fucking any further, because we've kind of like got to go on to week two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the facts are, we saw Jimmy, this turf shit is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the Jets are playing home games there, they might think this is hindsight, but no, fool. You just lost your starting quarterback who wasn't, look, to us, it doesn't fucking matter. It matters because we like watching football. I mean, we would rather probably, if I'm keeping it honest, I would definitely rather watch the Jets with Aaron Rodgers than without him, right? That's horrible for that aspect of it. Yeah. So what I mean is that turf shit is bullshit. Like, how are NFL teams still doing this?
Yeah.
How can you get away with this?
The lineman from Green Bay called up.
Exactly. This is horseshit. At a certain point, for what the fuck? Look, I know it's unfair, but sometimes this is what it takes or this is what it needs. Like, I mean, if you didn't learn before, you just lost Aaron fucking Rodgers. And I think if this wasn't one, there's maybe four more left, but there might be even five more primetime games that the Jets are in. If the NFL just wants to look at about the money side of it, you got five more primetime games of this team that is now missing their starting quarterback. The only reason they got these primetime games is because of that man. And he's lost to a shit turf field. Like, that shit is...
That was home field.
Yeah.
Turf wins again.
Yeah. So turf always wins. You know what I mean? And it takes ankles, knees, Achilles. It's all of the above. So it's fucked up. Huge blow for the Jets. Seriously, like, it's one of those
big
moves.
Time.
These are the reasons why
he's like the most recognizable NFL player.
And he's in New York. He's now in New York. That was the whole thing. Like, look, fool, we're from the opposite coast, but there's no reason why we need to hate on what just every time since we were kids growing up watching sports, you know what it means to be big in New York and be big in the East Coast. We know what it's like to our games over here, people going to sleep over there kind of shit. Like, so we get it. We get all of this. This is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty.
This is fucking huge.
Yeah,
so,
takes
for fucking a turf field, and what the fuck? I want to find out what's the reasoning, because it can't be money, which it always is money.
It has to.
NFL. These guys shit the cash. There's no. It's New York.
They literally shit money, right?
There's every NFL owner from the fucking worst fucking franchise to the best one.
How did all three New York teams get fucked on 9/11?
They all make money. All of these teams make fucking crazy amounts of money. There's no reason why the NFL, again, we always see it over and over, why out of all the fucking unions, basketball, baseball, and the NFL, the NFL's got the worst fucking one. They're always getting fucked worse than everybody the fuck else.
100%. NBA players get guaranteed. You know, look, this is a great point before we move on to your week two picks. I was watching this game, and a Jets fan
who I actually really want to check in on him today, like if he's like alive. I mean, they won, but like at what cost, right?
Greening?
Greening. Oh my God. Like, you see Barstool, the dude from Barstool, Kevin Clancy, like, close his fucking crinkle fries. Like, I can't fucking believe it. Like, it was.
I mean, that's horrible, dog.
Yo, it's, four plays.
I can't.
It's four plays, right? That's what he played?
Well, it's like doing Jimmy G.
Dude, it's not the same. Like, that's exactly the perfect way to. It's not the same, but for us, it's the same.
We didn't know Purdy existed. Like, we didn't know.
But the commitment, like, we know this is the game changer. We have Jimmy now. And then it's like, oh, Jimmy's hurt. So now we don't got shit.
Like, God damn it.
And then we got Purdy.
Yeah, and then you just never know. Maybe Zach Wilson's Purdy. But he was like, fuck, I forgot my point. Like, God damn it.
You're a Packers fan.
What?
You're a Packers fan.
Oh, you were talking to he was. I was talking to a Jets fan, but
a Jets fan. Okay.
It wasn't. I actually forgot the goddamn point. But anyway, I'll look and I'll rewind it and be like, I'll remember tomorrow. Maybe I remember in a second. But anyways, we'll move on. It's just the way it goes. Yeah. My brain's just
NBA. Whatever.
The fuck we're two picks.
Eric, you had some picks for us. You sent it to us. So
well, yeah, we just.
Maybe,
I just sent.
That. Maybe I'll remember in a second. What the hell I was going to talk about?
You started shitting on the spot, yeah, right, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So look, I wrote him down. So you guys can give me your stuff, but basically I included mine since that was the one that wrote it the fuck down. So these, perfect. To be fair, it's more just right in the moment how I'm feeling because I literally filled this out in like 15 minutes of my notes as you guys are seeing here.
Let's go.
So first game, Thursday, Vikings at Eagles. Okay, the line is Eagles minus 7 at
Eagles
home.
Minus a billion at home. Like,
so
you agree with that?
Well... You guys want me to give my picks first? You guys go. I got the Eagles straight up.
Okay.
But I took the Vikings plus a 7. 7. I mean, 7 is a lot of fucking points.
Dude. Yeah.
In the NFL game, yeah, I agree.
Well, the Vikings going to get...
Suck, but 7 is a lot. I mean, dude, they just...
It's in Philly?
It's in Philly. It is in Philly.
I might...
That's why I took the Eagles to win the game for sure. Like, that's
I can
not...
see the Eagles winning like 30 to 20.
I probably...
But the 7 are too juicy for me. Like, I'll take the 7.
I think the Eagles cover.
All right. So then we got Packers at Falcons. And this one is Falcons plus 1.5 at home. So the Packers are
Packers.
Oh, 1.5 point favorites on the road, dog.
I don't like that.
So my pick is Falcons straight up. So I said, fuck it. Give me the Falcons plus the 1.5. As far as when it came to the points, the simple fucking shit for me is I honestly thought, even though it was just the Bears, pretty solid for love, maybe. You know, that was all right for the Packers. But there's no part of me that's ready to have them being 1 point or any kind of point favorite on the fucking road.
On the Falcons?
Like, on the road ever, anywhere. Like, the Bears, I mean, the Packers are not a team that I like that. So I took the Falcons straight up, and I took the 1.5, might as well. I'm taking them anyways.
Holy shit.
So now, next we got Raiders at Bills.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Bills. Minus 9 at home.
Today?
Yeah, these are all today. I just picked these up from like, it was a couple hours when I look at the line.
Fuck, minus 9?
Minus 9 Bills at home.
Even the Raiders take that, cover that shit. I don't trust the Bills at all.
All right, so.
I was just shitting on.
What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I was just shitting on the Vikings or the Eagles for the 7, or right?
Yeah.
But.
Nope.
Yeah,
No. Fuck that.
I agree. The Raiders, Raiders plus 9.
I kind of agree with you. So straight up, I took the Bills. Bills are winning at home. Yeah. But I definitely just like you guys, 9 points. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
That's a struggling win for
the Bills. Give me the 9, dog.
Yeah, give me the 9.
It is
they just got their shit kicked in. Oh, no, but they did. They
lost to Zach Wilson and the Milf Hunter.
So I'm good off the rights.
I still fucking rock with Jimbo, man. That's still my dog, my guy. Like,
for sure. Yeah, so we're in agreement with the 9 is too many. It's too juicy. So Ravens at Bengals
is
next.
That is juicy, though.
Yeah, Ravens at Bengals, and this is the Ravens minus Bengals.
I love the
Bengals
Ravens.
Minus 3.5.
I love the Ravens in this game.
All right. You? So the
I think the Bengals
so
are
the
walking
Bengals
shit
are favored
right
by 3.5 at home.
No, Bengals cover.
So you got the Bengals and you got them covering?
I got them covering.
I have an email, clearly. Fuck that. I think the Ravens come out fucking gangbusters and beat the shit out of this team.
All right, so I disagree. So straight up, I took the Bengals, but I took definitely the 3.5 for the Ravens. Like, the Ravens just fucking got, they scored 3 points against the fucking Browns. You mean the Bengals the last week. So
yeah, I think,
The Ravens plus 3.5.
Lamar played like shit.
They win by 3. They win by 2. They're not winning by 4. They don't got money. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they win by like 10.
They just lost the running back.
I know, but they've lost that running back every year.
So you'll definitely. So you better even take the 3.5 because you're getting points.
I love Baltimore in this game. I honestly think that Baltimore will win this game.
All right.
And kind of stop the. Does Lamar look like poop? I just don't see him looking like poop 2 consecutive.
Not me either, but I also think the Bengals are. I trust the.
Because
they're coming from an L, dude.
So. True, but I trust the Ravens to make a statement more than the Bengals to recover from an L at this point with Burrow looking the way he looks. Yeah. Anyways. All
right, so now we got Seahawks at Lions. This is going to be the Seahawks. I mean, the Lions minus 6 at home, dude.
What the fuck? Yeah, sounds about right. It was 5.5 earlier.
So I took the Lions straight up just to give you guys a match, and then I took the Seahawks plus the 6, though.
To cover.
The 6. Two cover, too, so you got Lions and Seahawks.
I'm very unsure about this game. Yeah. I don't trust Seattle after what we saw in week one. Detroit had a great Thursday night football. Was that the high? I don't know. Like, this is...
6 is a lot, though, at
home. This is stay the fuck away unless you are degenerate.
I mean, dude, the way I looked at it is like...
6 at home is crazy.
The way I looked at it is like the Lions are winning I got them getting
stuff. This is in Detroit, right?
Yeah. So the Lions are...
crazy, bro.
Yeah, the Lions are going to win, though.
You've heard, like, on one thing I did hear on Simmons' podcast, which I will shout out because I think this is really good gambling advice, is now home field advantage is now -1.5.
Yeah, 2 was last season, and now it's that bad. It's like, it's really more 1.5. No, it was 3, but yeah, but it dropped to 2.
Down 6?
No, but they're favored to win by 6, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're saying the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions are favored to win by 6, yeah. My fault. That's why I'm thinking, like...
Wait, that's what...
But I don't...
My fault.
This is like, it wasn't Vegas zone. And now he got moved up money wise to go. You think they're going to win by at least
two touchdowns?
I just don't know because I think we all talk about Seattle was good.
That's why I took the Lions.
Confusing to me.
Yeah. I took the Lions, but I definitely took the Seahawks plus the 6. 5.5, like you said, maybe I'm thinking, like you said, that's the Vegas. But 6 is clear for me. I'll take the Seahawks all day long if you give me 6 points. I thought the Seahawks were going to be better than the Lions. That's how I'm going to look at it. I'm not also not going to overreact to week one. You know what I mean? But that's my opinion on that one.
I'm wrong with the Lions they covered.
I got the Lions straight up, but I can't fuck with your mic there. Chargers at Titans. That's Chargers minus 3 on the road. All right. So it's Titans plus 3 at home, man. I went straight up Chargers, and I said, fuck it, Chargers minus 3. The Chargers are beating the Titans. They looked all right. I mean, the Dolphins are good.
Titans suck.
That's true. You know what I mean?
They scored enough points to win that game.
Or talk to me again when you're moving on from what's-his-face.
Tannehill. Your boy.
If you moved on from Tannehill, I can start paying attention.
Yep.
Okay, you realize you don't got the right quarterback, so now we can say maybe the Titans are for real. But if Tannehill's your guy,
No.
You ain't serious this season. All right, so that was easy for all of us there. I got Chargers, and I got Chargers minus 3. It was simple all the way around. All right. Next is Bears at Bucks. So that's Bucks minus 3 at home. For me, I went Bucks.
Easy?
Bucks are at home, so that was easy for me to Bucks. The Bears, there's no way I'm trusting them on the road. And, I don't believe in the Bears, really. They got destroyed by the Packers, and I still am not ready to think the Packers are really that good. So, to me, it was easy. The Bears and minus 3. The problem is... For me to say minus 3 for the Bears on the road, it's also – I mean, for the Bucks, minus 3 at home, it makes it a lot easier. So I went Bucks and Bucks minus 3. You?
I don't trust any of these teams either. Like, I don't know enough of Baker. This is another stay away, right? Like, for Baker, me, like,
yeah.
Like Baker looked good, but, like, there was so much hype about the Bears, right? What's the line again?
3.
Bucks minus 3 at home.
I think I take the Bucks to win this game.
I got him winning and I got him minus 3. Yeah. They're straight up. And then I got the next is Chiefs at Jags. Chiefs, it's Chiefs minus 3 on the road.
I got the Chiefs in the cover.
Yeah, 100%. Chiefs both. Minus 3.
Chiefs and
100%.
Minus easy.
Right.
They're going to bounce back. And like we mentioned when we were recapping the other ones, like I said when we were talking about it, they're not all going to drop those passes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
and that would be 6. They just need 3 in the spread.
Probably Kelsey plays this week.
Yeah. All right. So next we got Colts at Texans. This one's one of those. If you guys said stay away like earlier, like Randy was saying, this would be it for me, but I still made a pick because that was the point of me writing this shit down. So I said, fuck it. Might as well find a pick. So it's Colts at Texans, and it's Texans plus one at home. So let me just say how the fuck I felt, because this is, again, one of those stay away from me. I didn't have an opinion straight up because it was one of those weird ones for me. But when I saw Colts minus one on the road, there's zero parts of me that wants to give up any points on the Colts on the road. Fuck that. The Colts aren't good at all like that. So I said, for sure, I knew I was going to take Texans plus the one at home.
Okay.
Because I'm not giving up any points if I'm on the Colts and I'm on the road. Fuck, I don't like that team. I don't trust that team. But then I said, fuck it. I might as well just go for it all in. And I went to Texas straight up too. The Colts, they're just way the fuck off this year. They're going to have maybe cool play from Richardson. They're not horrible. But I don't trust the Colts to win a road game right now. I just don't. Because I don't believe in the team at all.
Are the Texans good?
No, but I think they're both bad. You know what I mean? I think they're just this, but the Texans are at home. That's the only way I looked at it. And if I'm being a home, my homer side, they got D'Amico Ryans as their head coach. I just believe in my weird way looking at it is, I guess I believe in the Texans more than the Colts. I just think the Colts are a shithouse right now.
I think my gut still says the Colts, but.
How about the points? So fuck it. You still take a minus one.
I think the Colts win the game.
I rock with the Colts.
Because it was a Colts pick for a lot of the part. When I saw it, it
really
was
pick.
All right, next one is the one and only. So it's got Niners at Rams. Niners minus eight on the road. Wild. Wild, wild, wild. And to me, obviously, the pick Niners was easy. Because even beforehand, I was talking about how I feel. They're bad. We're good. So that was apparent. But the minus eight... If I'm being honest, that was tougher than for 8 points like we just said with the other teams.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna stick to what I said beforehand, and I'm not gonna overreact to week one. Yeah, I think the Niners are a shitload better than the Rams. That's so cool. I am gonna take first of all, we live here, we know this, and you don't even have to live here you watch on TV, that's gonna be all Niner fans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's gonna be all Niner fans there. So Niners minus eight, fuck it. Go me all in. Niners straight up. Yeah. Niners minus eight. Niners all day long.
Tease special too, man. If you want to tease this down a couple of points,
oh, six. Even more. Yeah, then I'm like, all in on this shit.
For sure. Like, if you want to cheese, like, if you believe the Chiefs are going to win, like, man.
Yeah, because 6.5 would have been straight because I got the touchdown win. But eight, you know, whatever. Who cares? It's gambling. But Giants at Cardinals is next. All right. This is going to be the Cardinals plus four at home, dog. That's how bad they think of this lowly-ass Cards team.
Damn, plus four.
For me, I took the Giants to win the game straight up because the Cardinals suck, for real. Because I don't believe in the Commanders. We were talking about that when we covered that game. But I did take the Cardinals plus the 4 points because, yeah, I think the Cardinals suck, which is why I think they're going to lose the game. But I do not think I'm going to give – the Giants minus four on the road. Fuck no. That does not make me comfortable at all.
Giants would look like the worst team in
football.
Yeah,
so I'll take the plus four with the Cards. You know what I mean? Even though the Cards suck.
There's no winner in this
game. Talk about a stay away game. Yeah, this is an ugly ass game.
Keep your eyes away from this game, especially.
Yeah. But again, I make my picks because that's what it is, right?
Yep.
So next, we got Jets at Cowboys. All right. So we said you guys know kind of
Cowboys
where I'm at right
billion.
Now. So we got Cowboys minus 8.5. So the Niners, but this one is 8.5 instead of 8. And the Cowboys are at home instead of on the road.
Gimme.
So I took Cowboys straight up. And I also said minus 8.5.
Yep.
Cowboys
Niners tease immediately.
Immediately. Because the Jets are going to get the dicks kicked in. Straight up. We talked about it earlier. Like, Zach is going to fucking have.
Michael Parsons is going to be all up on him. And then he's going to be so nice and take him out to dinner. Like, that's
just going to be like. You know how he did it with Brock? He's a top 15 guy. He's going to go, this was a top 44 guy. You know what I mean? Like
top 30.
You know, he's somewhere there. But, like, that's how I feel. The Cowboys are going to beat the shit out of the Jets. I don't see it going any other way. Next, let's go ahead and go to another horrific game. We've mentioned a couple of these. We got the Commanders at the Broncos. Like, one of those who the fuck gives a fuck kind of games. But it's the Broncos. It's the Broncos minus 3.5 at home. I went Broncos straight up. The Broncos should beat Washington, right? Yeah. I mean, the Raiders are better than Washington, and it was close between the Broncos and the Raiders. That's how I looked at that. But I definitely took the 3.5 points and took the Commanders with the points. Because, again, I got the Broncos winning, but I definitely don't got them winning by 4 points or nothing crazy like that. there's no way I'm believing in Russ. Again, just like I did, what we say, we just mentioned Tannehill. Till you make the move, I can make my move. That's how I feel about Russ.
Yeah.
Till you stop letting Russ cook, that, you know what I mean? Then I can make my move and say what was good.
Sean's giving him two more games?
Yeah, Sean. I mean, I'm hoping one more, but fuck it.
He's like, no more pacifiers, Russ.
No more. You're done, fool. Get the fuck out of here. Shit. I already took your offense.
You said Broncos, but you picked.
But I took the Commanders plus okay. 3.5. All right. We got 2 minutes left. We can knock one more out, guys, if you guys think we got it. Two minutes.
Yeah, of course.
We got Dolphins at Pats. This is Pats plus 2.5 at home. So we got Dolphins minus 2.5 on the road, guys, at the Pats. Okay. I went Pats 2.5. Fuck that.
I'm going Dolphins and Dolphins.
So Dolphins minus 2.5 on the road. So they're winning by a field goal, Dolphins.
They're going.
You, Brandon?
I think I'm going New England in this game. I think I want to see. I'm willing to set a New England. I want to see what they got. I don't know if I believe in them pick, but I do want to see what they have. I think they can pull it out if I believe this team is worth anything. Because Miami just let a team also score, like, I don't know, a shitload of points on them. So.
No, yeah, I exactly. But the Chargers, I guess, not that bad. Pat's got a solid defense, though.
Yeah.
So I think if you're going to let me take the – if you're going to give me points – if I'm the Pats at home, I'm ready to take them right now still. You know what I mean? Like, so that's how I feel about that right now. You? Right. You said you said Dolphins all day long. Dolphins, yeah. All right. So we got a minute. We got two more Monday night games. Maybe we should take the break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. Then we'll get Monday Night Football. Then we'll talk Team USA.
There you
go.
We'll
be right back. Yep. All right. Welcome back inside the show. Let's get back right into Monday Night Football, right? We got two games.
Yeah, it's a doubleheader this Monday night.
Why do they make it week two? I don't understand that.
I have no idea.
Whatever, man.
What we said earlier, what is it, Brandon? It's money.
Fucking money.
It's always money. We don't know what the fuck the reasoning is. It's money. What the fuck? Why wouldn't they start week one? Why wouldn't they do it all every week?
What's the best way to fuck the consumer?
Yeah, it's all money. So let's start with
Spectrum.
So look, talking about fucking the consumer, we get Saints at Panthers.
What a great game.
Saints at Panthers. Saints minus 3 on the road.
Gross.
I said, fuck you guys. I went Saints and Saints minus 3. This Panthers team isn't good. That's how I looked at it. I don't like this Panthers team. I think the Saints are all right. You know what I mean?
Saints should win this game.
Yeah, so I got the Saints winning, but I said, fuck it, minus 3 if I'm just going to go all in. Because, I don't believe in the Panthers. This is more in I don't believe in the Panthers.
Feel that.
Then I feel like I want to be giving points if I'm the Saints on the road. I also don't believe in them that bad.
Usually criteria.
But
quarterback.
Easy. But the Panthers, nothing there.
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Agreed.
All right.
The rookie, yeah.
What else easy. We got?
Then the last game, we got Browns at Steelers. Us as Niners fans, we just recently saw the Steelers. This is the Steelers getting 2 points at home, dude. So the Browns are 2-point favorites on the road.
I do like the Steelers in this game.
I like the Steelers every way in this one. I'll take the Steelers straight up, and I'm definitely going to take the Steelers plus 2, obviously, if I'm taking that.
100%.
I don't – look, I will say this, that Browns defense did look for real.
They did. Pretty legit.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm not ready to trust the Browns offense just yet. And the cocky part about it or the bias side is – dude, the Steelers went up against the Niners. The fucking Browns aren't the Niners. And even in the Niner game, there was some plays that they could have made. If you know, there was some drives that could have kept going. And I think against the Browns, they're going to be able to
make those plays.
And again, they're getting 2 points. So it's just easy for me to go with the Steelers on that one. It's more of, again, going back to some of the other picks, this is more of I don't believe in the Browns. Then I really, really like the Steelers or something like that.
Agreed.
So that's week two, bro. So we saw week one. We previewed week two. Next time we record, we'll talk and see how wrong we were.
Yeah, basically. I think, the next time we actually record would be next Tuesday night. And so we'll see where we're at, see how we looked.
We don't want to fully commit, but by then that would be week three, right?
Yeah,
it would be week three.
Yeah,
maybe by then we could go back and start and we should do our power ranking.
Yeah, man.
Try to have a power ranking right there because we used to
watch
we normally like to give it at least 2 weeks.
Watch a little more football, exactly. So
let's get into some.
Yeah, let's. We got I wanted to knock this out in a little bit. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but Team USA. Mm-hmm. So
Team USA lost in and Team USA basketball here, and then Micah also wants to talk about some Team USA soccer.
Yep, has a game today. So
Exactly. Team USA basketball lost, and they didn't place. They lost to Canada, and you know, our boy Austin Reeves showed out. Shout out to you, Austin Reeves. You had a great tournament, and you know, the NBA didn't send their A squad. Would you even call this their B squad?
Only because.
Right,
the level is still NBA. So they were
B squad.
They didn't send like
college. If the NBA is varsity, if like LeBron and like all the stars are varsity, this is the JV.
First of all, they had Anthony Edwards. That was alone an A player. So he could take a couple C motherfuckers along with him.
Bridges.
Yeah, they have some.
They got some. They got some hoopers.
What's the cast name from Orlando? He was a top pick.
Pablo?
Yeah. He's
a. Again, they had guys, but they're not, like we said, they're not
the top. They're not the A-listers, right?
Germany won with Dennis Schröder and some, like Franz Wagner, the Wagner twins, or not twins, or brothers, and a few other players that were playing well in the NBA, or at least on NBA rosters. And then you started seeing rumors about LeBron James eyeing a Team USA return with, you know, Anthony Davis. Jason Tatum,
Steph,
KD,
Draymond,
the whole gang,
Paris,
the Avengers
in Paris in 2024, and so like then you guys got like Gilbert Arenas, like yo, you woke up the king, like this is the time, like you know we got to make a decision, like I guess with what we're gonna do with this Team USA, do we want to go all in or do we want the world like what's up, like what do we want to do here, like what are your thoughts on this, like
well. I'll go, my bad. So I look at it like this. Like, I can't, there's no way I'm going to allow myself to complain that these guys are into it because I just, the reason why we added this topic, I was just telling you, yo, we were talking about this last week and it was pretty interesting. It was like, on Sunday before the game, before this news came out that this team came up, we said, and it's funny because people were like, what the fuck are you saying? I said, where the fuck is AD? I didn't even say LeBron. I was like, where's AD? And it's specific guys that are a little bit younger. Right. They're more. But again, if you're gonna give me
Booker,
if you're gonna give me
Booker,
if you're gonna give me Bron, if you're gonna give me those guys,
all these guys.
So to me, I'm not gonna now bitch if you give me the elite guys. The thing is, though, there is the side of that people are like, but what is this gonna do for the future of us? Like, we need to have an actual program. We can't keep have, but at the same time, is what we need to do is win, like for real, like right now. We can figure this shit out at a later moment. But to me, like, I'm on Bron's side. Paris, we go win that, and then we figure that shit out afterwards.
Yeah.
But fuck that. I got time to say, let's wait and hope these young guys, and let's get some this. No. Let's go win the next motherfucking tournament because this one was disgusting. This one left a bit. And again, I'm not going to pretend that I was watching these games and I gave a fuck about these games even like that. But the arrogance of what this country has brought us as far as definitely in basketball championships, you assume to win everything. You almost get arrogant. Don't even watch this because we clearly should have won this.
Dub out, right.
And if I want to be more disrespectful since I've already kind of been, FIBA world champion, that shit don't matter.
I was going
to
say.
I mean, it ain't the Olympics. Hey, it isn't the Olympics.
To add to your point, I was going to say, yo, even with the B team, they should have high-key won this tournament.
They should
have. That's and you say that's some cocky.
That's
shit.
Why I'm upset. But at the same time, it's the FIBA. It's like, the FIBA,
bro. Ant-Man and Bridges and these cats should have got that done.
No, we should have won. That's why we're saying, assemble the A squad because this is bullshit. Now we need to go take whoever the fuck is out. If Angola's next or whoever the fuck's ready in Paris, get ready to get worked. I'm just expecting nothing but annihilation. Just straight up. Whoever, I'm telling you, fools in Paris are going to be getting fucked up.
Yep.
And again, I do agree that there needs to be some sort of solution to the future of the game in an international level for us, looking at it only through the eyes of the, you know, Team USA.
Staying consistent.
But at the same time, just like I said in the beginning, but in the meanwhile, let's go win the next fucking tournament. And the next tournament is going to take all these badass ballers to go play.
Let's go fuck them up.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's just go beat the shit out of whoever the fuck these nations are, and let's go get it done. Straight up.
I agree. Mike, what you want to say about Team USA Soccer?
So they got it done today. They won 4-0 against
Oman.
Oman. Yeah, well, I asked you earlier off mic, but
Oman, yeah. I saw they were going to play that team. These are friendlies. Yeah, they don't matter, but they need to be playing some other
people. But it's good to see them get it done. This is a team they should have beat, and they won convincingly. So,
go Team USA till further notice, I guess, right? They just got to keep beating these people's asses.
You can only beat who they put in front of you, right? Yeah. And Oman was up on the schedule, so they got it done. And like I said, it's a convincing win.
Okay. I'll say one thing real quick. What was his name on my homie? Oh, the dude's name, fucking Lyles, the dude that run the track guy that just broke. Oh, that yeah, was bringing up the world championship, right? I forgot to bring that up when we were talking that part of it. The world championship, look, I understand. He didn't say anything wrong technically, but we knew what he was getting at.
Right.
This is a guy saying I compete in an international level. So the reason why I'm bringing that up is going back to what we were talking about earlier when he was talking about the FIBA. Like, and then as soon as we lost, people were like, damn, that was going to be capping now for real because we're over here losing. Shit. But at the same time, it's like, no. The point still stands. Every one of those motherfuckers on Germany's team playing the NBA, dog. They're not in some German league.
Same with Canada.
They're not over there in Serbia, bro. They're in the fucking NBA because, like we said, like the best ones come here. That's just a fact. That's why, we're being arrogant. We're being disrespectful. I understand that part of it. But to these fans, because when it's Twitter, when it's like that, you don't respond in some sort of civil way. You just have to be like, fuck you, stupid. Who gives a fuck what a Brit thinks? Who cares what a Brit thinks, right? But at the same time, what they don't get is... They really assume that we're too stupid to realize that it's not a world championship. It's just the United States. No, what they don't get is this is just a marketing campaign, you stupid fucks from all these leagues. Exactly. They know that it sounds better to say you're the world championship of the fucking nation of the planet of the galaxy than just fucking champion.
Yeah.
They're stupid as fuck if they really think that people don't understand that part of it. The thing is, if we want to make it a kind of debate to still shit on you, No, we feel this way is because the sickest ones, the baddest ones, the greatest ones that have ever done it come here and they do it here. So the German ones, the Italian ones, the Canadian ones, they all come here, the Spanish ones. This is where they play. I mean, if they're good. So that's why we are arrogant. That's why we're upset because, yeah, dude, we should not lose. Even the FIBA that I shitted on earlier, we should still win that tournament.
Yeah.
So let's go win the next tournament and let's go and embarrass these countries. And anybody who thinks that we really fell the fuck. Because the thing is, what makes it cool for the, whatever, I would have said it, what did I call it? This is Redeem Team now, what, 3.4, 4.0? There's always every couple of years we need to recycle and say, oh shit, we didn't give a fuck about it again. Let's start giving a fuck about it again. Because once we don't give a fuck, no shit, we're going to lose. These teams are good. These countries are good. But when we want to send the good guys out there, we're beating anybody's ass.
Yeah.
And let's go back to that. And again, let's move to the drawing boards after that.
I agree. Like, let's go fuck them up. I think it's going to do it for us. Anything else we got?
Shout out to Coach Prime. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Shout out to Coach Prime. He's been doing, he's turned that program around. I mean, I know it's good early. Shit. I know it's early, but so far he's done good.
All the headlines, all the attention.
He's lived up to it so far. Right,
he's looking special.
Yeah. If you're even halfway upset with the coach you got in your program, you're saying, why can't we get Coach Prime?
Yep.
Props to him. Hope it keeps going because it's just fun for everybody.
Except when he plays UCLA.
Yeah, once he plays UCLA. But I still want the hype to come with him.
Yeah.
And the thing, you still want him to be part of everything. You just, obviously, when
it's going to be packed.
But he deserves it. They deserve it. The kids are kicking ass. It's dope to see.
Props to Colorado again until they play UCLA. But yeah, shout out to Coach Prime in Colorado.
Solid. All right. Another classic. All right, y'all. We'll catch you guys next week for some NFL Week 2 action. Some Week 3 previews, some chats, see what's up. Until then, thank you for following.
We'll see who we know by then if the Jets actually made a move.
Yeah, we'll see what's up if they believe in Zach Wilson or not and go from there. All right, y'all, have a wonderful, wonderful week and be safe. Peace out.
Later.
Peace.